Minister Biti was speaking today at a press briefing held at his government complex offices on the performance of the economy. He said the biggest funding challenge facing the government is how to pay for the two upcoming elections.
We are going to put money in a sinking fund. We've already started doing so, but it's clear that our own resources are not going to be enough. Therefore, it's important for the principals of government, and I've already written to them, to the Prime Minister, Morgan Tsvangirai, and to the President, Robert Mugabe, informed them that our own resources will not be sufficient.
Biti says government cannot go it alone and called on the international community to help. He also urges the principals in the inclusive government to pressure Mines Minister Obed Mpofu to ensure that Diamonds revenues reach government coffers.
They must sit on Obed Mpofu so that diamonds deliver, because diamond mining is taking place and diamond exports are taking place. It's quite clear that the international community has to come to our assistance. Zimbabwe will not have sufficient resources on its own to fund both the referendum and the election. If it was just going to be the election alone, Tagono Kia Kia, but the referendum and the election together in 1 year, it's simply not possible.
He also informed journalists on efforts by government to reduce its current account deficit with parastatals, which means that the government is spending more on imports than it is earning through exports.
I'm very pleased to say that last week on Wednesday, we paid $75 million to Zimra in respect of our indebtedness to various parastatals like Net1, Tel1, Zimra. So by the end of the year, we would have reduced our primary balance to zero. In other words, our books will balance, and we are not going to carry a deficit in 2030. For a finance minister, this is very pleasing, because it means we are eating what we are killing.
Biti announced that government is working to conclude an agreement with the International Monetary Fund to restructure Zimbabwe's external debt, which he says can go forward after the IMF ended sanctions on the technical assistance, the last hurdle to restructuring at its board meeting in October. The minister says missions from the World Bank and the IMF are expected in Zimbabwe early next year to review the country's progress. Despite all the bad news, Minister Biti says 2012 saw improvements in government finances from 2011 and expressed hope that a free and fair poll in 2013 would improve things further. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Mavis Gama in Harare.